Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
And we're back with another episode of the Lakers Fast Break Podcast. It's Gerald Glassford coming up back at you here from Lakers Fast Break. Pop Culture Cosmos, Inside Sports, Fantasy Football, and Game Source. We truly appreciate everyone out there listening to all of our great shows. And if you can, please, and I mean please, give us that five-star review wherever you get your podcasts. I come back for this. My gosh. Man. And if you can like, share, subscribe, please subscribe and help us out. It makes sure also as well that you get the latest notifications when we go live on the air. Plus, if you can like, share, subscribe, follow, or do whatever it is that you can to support us right here at the Lakers Fast Break. Pop Culture Cosmos, where we cover the latest news and trends in pop culture each and every week, twice a week, wherever you get your podcasts. Inside Sports Fantasy Football, where our next episode we'll be covering who won NFL free agency. So we'll be glad to go ahead and talk about that coming up on Inside Sports Fantasy Football next week. Game Source, of course, the great folks at LakersBall.com. Join an angry Ox1947 again at LakersBall.com. Plus also as well, you can go ahead and check out what he's doing today at SimBlades, SimBladesWithAY.com if you want your lawn transformed into something much better than it is today. And you live where I was at for the past week, Southern California, SimBladesWithAY.com. The Magic Man in the Morning Show. Go ahead and check out the latest episode of The Magic Man in the Morning. And every Friday morning, 7:30 a.m. Pacific, 10:30 a.m. Eastern, right there for you on the Lakers Fast Break channel on YouTube. Our good friend Stone Hansen, he's doing some major NCAA tournament coverage. And oh my gosh, oh, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear that sound? That was everyone's bracket blowing up the past 2 days because everybody has gotten it wrong. But the best guys that are out there covering the NCAA tournament is playback for the guys at the Upside Swings NBA Draft Podcast. So go ahead and join them this weekend. Plus also as well, our good friends at Lakerholics.com. You know, Laker Tom just probably threw something at the TV wherever he's at. And we'll talk about it at Lakerholics.com along with our good friend Jamie Sweet. And if you can support all of those great things, plus our playback.tv/Lakers Fast Break Live watch party, which was very interesting to say the least, at least as far as the chat is concerned, it is sincerely appreciated. Well, the Lakers, after that truly, absolutely embarrassing loss in Houston, where AD was not allowed to play in a back-to-back game, where everybody in Lakerland is questioning the thought process of the organization in their decision to go ahead 24 hours in advance to let everyone know he wasn't playing, and then ultimately didn't play, and ultimately the Lakers lost. Thought we would come back with still a key game, and even the Lakers, they didn't even play on yesterday, and they moved up to ninth place in the standings, so things were still looking up for the Lakers as they head into a matchup against a Luka Doncic-less Dallas Mavericks. But one guy returning from injury, as they always seem to do for the, you know, against the Los Angeles Lakers, was Kyrie Irving. And Kyrie Irving for the Dallas Mavericks really kicked into high gear in the second quarter as they outscored the Lakers 33-21 in a just a horrible second quarter for the team. The Lakers, though, in the fourth quarter came back and came back strong and pulled away to a 7-point lead halfway through the fourth quarter. It looked kind of good for the Lakers, but a couple things struck both myself and the Magic Man as we started to progress in the fourth quarter. The first thing, of course, was the missed free throws. The terrible three-point shooting aside, because they were only 5 of 20, the Lakers were still leading despite the fact that they were missing free throws left and right. They only hit 63% in the game. But also the key thing was with about 8 minutes left in the game, Kyrie Irving, who had 38 points in the game, got his fifth foul. And the Lakers chose once again not to go ahead and exploit that. Not to go ahead and try to go ahead and target him on the defensive end. And that to me is a mistake, plus the free throws that they missed and the terrible three-point shooting. It all added up to something that was going to be very concerning. And that was indeed as a last, literally last second shot after a missed AD free throw that could have tied, or that could have kept the game tied. No, can't have that. We've heard this before where AD misses a free throw. The other team comes down, they hit the winning three as Maxi Kleber hits the winning shot because the Lakers couldn't get their act together on defense, and the Lakers ultimately lose a chance to pull up even further in the Western Conference standings on a day where everybody around them lost 111 to 110. They lose, falling to 34 and 37. And here today to talk about today's wonderful game. Okay, I'm being very facetious when I say that. Actually, awful, heartbreaking game again for us Laker fans. Good man indeed. He is the host of the awesome Magic Man in the Morning show that you got to catch every Friday. It is a very tired, a very angry, and a very upset Magic Man, Sean Grice. Sean, great to have you here, my friend. This was a terrible performance as far as from the standpoint of the free throws not getting made. The coaching decisions were very perplexing again on not targeting Kyrie Irving after he got that fifth foul. Something you have mentioned three or four times when a star player early in the fourth quarter gets that fifth foul. And again, the Lakers ignore that. Just all these mistakes you could see was going to add up to something really ultimately was going to work against the LA Lakers tonight.
Yeah, Gerald. I mean, it's like, it's just unfortunate, but you know, the residue of this team, when they compound themselves with unforced errors and mistakes, isn't luck. They're on the other end. Mostly they're the rabbit who lost the foot. They're not the lucky rabbit's foot in these situations. I mean, just as an example, and it's a microcosm for the game, Austin Reeves is an 87% free throw shooter. He missed three free throws tonight. Crucial, crucial misses. Maxi Kleber, who is less than 60%, made 5 of 6 tonight. So it was kind of topsy-turvy. It really was, and they only have themselves to blame. The officiating was really choppy again, but it was choppy on both sides. Other than Kyrie, who averaged almost a point a minute, there wasn't really any other Maverick that stood out. Christian Wood had 12 points, but it was on 15 shots. He really had to work for what he got. Kleber didn't do much. Hardaway didn't do much. Bullock had a few stretches, so did Josh Green, but for the most part, the Mavericks completely relied on Kyrie Irving. At one point, the Lakers had outscored the Mavericks 27-13, and at that point, the Lakers had cut the deficit to within 2, but as we found out, Gerald, Kyrie was doubled. He found the open man. Kleber hit the shot, and that was it. Now, it's very reminiscent of the bogey shot in Sacramento, like just being somebody being doubled and nobody even screaming at anyone to run out to the wing as fast as you can, and it was lights out.
Plus, also the AD mistake on giving up that foul that Maxey earlier in, you know, just in that last minute where he gave up that, you know, 3-point foul so that Maxey Kleber ended up hitting three free throw shots. Just mistake after mistake. AD, who did have, you know, it's so hard to really fault him when he 26 points, 10 rebounds, but you got to fault him. You got to lay the blame right there. Missed free throws, mistakes, fouls just by him. It just, really, it's just very disappointing effort as far as in that fourth quarter. Just the, it's something we've seen a couple times before from him this season, and he's your star player. He cannot be making these crucial mistakes when the Lakers need it the most.
No, he cannot. He cannot. That's a problem. It compounds the mistakes, and unfortunately, it just is a microcosm of this team's inability. Like you said, Gerald, they can't stand prosperity.
Can't stand prosperity.
No.
Prosperity. They haven't been.
They got outscored 9-3 in the last three minutes down the stretch. And in that time, they missed 4-3 throws.
Yep.
A couple of rim attempts. So it's not as if the Mavericks were sort of playing that hard. They were basically trying to give the game to the Lakers, basically, for a large part of that fourth quarter. So after the Lakers went on their 27-13 run in the fourth, the Mavericks went 9-3, including 5 points by Kyrie Irving and one assist, including the game winner. The Lakers didn't even try and attack him defensively. He's got five fouls. He is a terrible NBA defender by all measurable stats and eye tests.
I don't know what you're talking about, fried chicken. You have absolutely no idea. I don't know what you're talking about. Troy Brown, huh? Gerald Still, huh? I don't know. I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about, Troy Chicken.
Yeah. Like nobody on this panel was saying Troy Brown Jr. is going to be Glenn Rice or Del Curry. Nobody was saying that. I don't know what you're doing there, Joe. Doing your own kind of thing. Again, they lose a game that they had a chance to win, and they should have won. This is another one. How many times have we said this? And now
him last game. I wasn't even in the last game.
And now.
I wasn't here. Hold on. I wasn't even here for the last game.
No.
It was these two guys were here for the last game. So
yeah.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. So I don't know. You guys get your act together, fried chicken. Straight. Got to get straight. When I am here, you see me. When I am not here, there you go. But go ahead, Magic. Finish up because I want to get to John.
Yeah, so just to finish off here, Gerald, the stat of the night that needs to be pointed out is other than the 12-3 throws, the Lakers actually did a decent job of controlling the boards, but they still managed to lose the game. You got blitzed at the three. The Lakers made 5 threes. The Mavericks made 16. You missed 12 three throws. You out-rebounded them, and you still managed to lose this game. It just goes to show you, like, go ahead, Joe.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's kind of rude, actually.
I was laughing at one of the comments.
I'll go there, fried chicken.
You can finish,
there.
Sean. Sorry, right. I'll put myself on
you. No. You go ahead, Joe. You go
I
ahead.
Have nothing to say. You finish what you got to do.
I don't know how many different ways I could describe how pissed off I am. I'd have to learn a new language, like just to express the amount of hostility. Like, it's hostile right now, Gerald. It's hostile.
It is.
This is not what we signed up for, and especially with Ham. Like, okay, we know now that part of the problem with this guy and it wasn't a big chunk, but it was a chunk, was the talent that he had. So the rotations sort of gotten a little better, but that's because of an increase in talent, not because of him. His game management skills suck, and I don't think they're going to improve at all. This is the third game. The second one, by the way, I get playing against the same team where one or two of their superstars gets into foul trouble and you don't think of attacking them. I mean, give your head a shake. Because, you know, your hands are somewhere else. They're in your pocket, obviously.
Well, this, go ahead.
He makes me angry, Gerald. Like, it makes me angry at this point. If we could see it, it's basic. It's basic shit. I'm sorry, Gerald. I let that slip out, but this is awful. He is just a terrible coach, and I don't think it's ever going to get any better, no matter how many more games he's allowed to be the boss.
It was so depressing the other day when there's a podcast out there. I forget which one it was. I think they were rating the coaches, and I didn't even want to go down for it. I was listening for about an hour. Still hadn't gotten to Ham. I didn't want to hear how far down the list that they thought Ham was at, because it's just, it's just not a pretty sight right now. But, you know, people say, oh, he's in his first year. He'll learn from his mistakes. Will he? Well, I certainly hope so, because we're here for a while with him. He's not, the Lakers are not going to get rid of him anytime soon. Those fire Ham comments you guys keep asking for that we would like to see, unfortunately, are not going to happen unless Rob gets kicked out as the GM. It's just that simple. So as long as you got Rob here, you're going to have Darvin here for quite a while.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But also here today to talk about today's game, good man indeed. You got to go ahead and check out what he's doing today at SimBlades, simbladeswithay.com. And of course, as Ox1947, as the man himself at LakersPaul.com, it is Joe Soro. Joe, first off, before we go into the depressing part about today's game, I do want to go ahead and say thank you to Sean and to Joe, to Stone, and everybody else that was part of your coverage over the past week in my absence. So I truly appreciate it. You guys did a great job. You killed it each and every time. And I couldn't be more prouder of you guys as far as your performance is concerned. So I want to say on air how thankful I am for you guys and what you guys did as far as I'm concerned. But getting to the game, unfortunately, we can't say much there. It's just like that last minute was like everybody's NCAA college brackets. It just, give it a second, give it another second, and boom, it just exploded from there.
Yes, I'd like to thank myself for the amazing performance this week as well.
Fried chicken, give me a break.
That's why I was laughing, Sean. I'm not laughing because I'm trying to be rude. There's dialogue going on, and then there's facial expressions that are funny, and then Alan FTW, whatever the hell his name is, was saying some funny shit too. Anyways, I think we're going a little too, I think we're elaborating on this a little too much. This game was won until Anthony Davis decided to lose it. Anthony Davis fouls a player who shoots 25% from three and that player hits three free throws. He then misses one of two free throws, and then he leaves that same guy alone when the guy that was supposed to shoot the game winner was kind of covered. So unfortunately, that's the cause of the loss. If Kaliza misses that shot, we're sitting here being very happy that we're tied for seventh in the standings, and that's how close it was. And unfortunately, this is not the first time we've seen this happen, and now we're gonna have to talk about what's AD's issue at the end of games, and can you hit free throws? Is this team going to miss 11 and 12 free throws every other day, every other game? There's so many fundamental problems with this team, and it's all self-inflicted. And it's something that Laker fans are going to have to come to grips with. It's a soft mentality. It's a weak mentality. It's not something you turn on and off. There's only one team that can turn it on, turn it off, and that was the three-peat Lakers. That's the only team I've ever seen turn it on. And when someone asks me, well, what about the Bulls? What about the Bulls? I go, well, the Bulls never turned it off to turn it on. So the Lakers of the early 2000s are the only team in two consecutive years that turned it off and then turned it on. And even they couldn't turn it on in 03. So you're not going to turn it off and turn it on. This is not a surprise. I am a little surprised that AD fouled at the three. That was kind of a bummer. I didn't think he would hit all three free throws. That was a bad sign. And then when he got the ball to hit the free throws, I was like, he's going to miss one of two, which means now we have to worry about Kyrie Irving hitting a three and winning the game. But it ended up being a game-winning assist. So this is one of our esteemed chat room pedestrians mentioned this game was a microcosm of the 2022-2023 season. I would say that's pretty accurate. You are what you are. And what the Lakers showed tonight is they are not clutch when it matters and are not good at doing basic basketball skills. And that's just what it is. They can't hit free throws. Darvin Ham can't devise a play to save his life. And they can't really play mistake-free ball even a little bit. The NBA is just a back-and-forth game at this point. But those last-moment decision-making is going to define you at this point because of that. And the Lakers are just not good at doing it. They are not good at doing it. And I think we blew an opportunity tonight worse than any opportunity this season. This was
even over the Indiana game?
Yes, because tonight everyone lost. I'm talking four teams. Four. You win tonight, I know the tiebreakers might not play a factor in it, but you also have the easiest schedule the rest of the way, but you're tied for the seventh spot, even though you might be eight or whatever because of the tiebreaker, but you've got the same record. And Chicago did you a favor by beating New Orleans when they shouldn't have won. That's probably the worst of this. And this is who they are, guys. I'm burnt out. If it wasn't for the Lakers fast break, I probably wouldn't even watch the game tonight. But we have a job to do, and I do enjoy doing the show. I do love the Lakers. I'll always be a Laker fan. But it is a draining. It's sports. It's not gonna ruin your life. It's entertainment. I get that. Believe me. So when we get upset, we go nuts on this. Believe me, I don't go sit in the corner and sulk and. In a fetal position. No.
No, but this season it has been ticks and leeches. That's what it is. It's slowly sucking the blood and life out of us.
Yes, sports has an ability to be beautiful every now and then, and we continue. And I'm going to use a I'm not going to go too graphic on this, but it's like someone who's addicted to a substance. They're always looking for that first time they got that feeling from that substance. I'm using the word substance because that could be any substance. It doesn't necessarily need to be a narcotic or a drink, just whatever, right? And when you watch your team win championships, it's almost worse than when your team doesn't win championships in a lot of ways, because you're expecting it. Unless you're a Cleveland Cavalier fan or like a Toronto Raptors fan, those guys can live off those championships for the rest of their lives because they're not the Lakers, right? But for us, we're used to winning, and we're used to winning when we're not supposed to win sometimes, which is why people hate us. But this kind of loss is not. It's not the. This is the. This was really, really bad. This was worse than Indiana and Philly, and
James, those were already bad. James Ridley said that this is the worst loss of the Lakers season.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. This was the worst loss
because this pretty much kills any opportunity you thought you had at a six seed. You're down three games under 500. Dallas is one game above 500. They have the season series against you, so you have to actually have a game up on them if you want to do that. So that's not really going to happen now. Now, well,
if they don't get a seven spot, if they don't get the seventh seed, they're done. They can't get in there at eight. Even if they go in the play-in and then they're able to get the – if they get the eight, they're going to get smacked by Denver, and it's going to be probably in five. I don't know. I don't care. I don't care. I don't give two craps at this point, at this moment. I'll maybe care in a few days when we're –
It's dilly-gaff. Joseph is dilly-gaff mode.
It's just – it's a – it's draining. It's a draining – I'm here because of Lakers Fast Break, and I'll always be here for Lakers Fast Break.
It's reluctant. It's like it's dilly gaff. Do I look like I give a?
I care, but I don't want to care for the players and the organization that continue to put themselves in this position.
Well, it's not a logical emotional investment. Let's be honest about that. That's 100%.
I'll tell you what it is even more. It's what's and this is not just the Lakers. The Lakers are a part of this, but it's when you know what needs to be done, and it's not being done by people who've been hired to do it, and you would know, and they'll look at us like, oh, you're just a couple of people in a room yapping. Who gives a crap what you think? Well, I'll be honest with you, man. I can manage. I really believe that I could manage this team better than who's managing it. And it's simply involving the fact that you built a momentum. Every time you build momentum, you kill the momentum by sitting people. And when you do that, you're never really focused. This is a focused business. You have to be focused, game in, game out. If you want to be one of the greats, if you want to be, and even the one, you know, AD is going to be a Hall of Famer regardless, right? So it doesn't really matter. And that's the point, guys, is we have to accept that great now is just very good. Look at all the people that have been going in the Hall of Fame lately in all sports. The very good have become excellent now. And that's what we have to live with. And it's something that I will never accept it. I know what great is. I've seen great. And most of the people out there are not great.
Once again,
I'm talking about athletes wise, yeah.
Once again, the Lakers do lose 111 to 110. The Lakers fall to 34-37. They are still somehow in this crazy, wild, wacky West, still in the playoff picture and 10th place in the Western Conference. Sean, I don't know how they still are doing it, because they are literally trying to find every which way to not get in the playoffs and piss everyone off. And it's just so frustrating what happened with the Knicks, where they just laid an egg in that fourth quarter with the way that they did, you know, Houston, I don't want to even remind ourselves of Houston because that was just dumb. Absolutely dumb. And then tonight where you see the mistakes, the thing is, we're just like you said, Joe, we're guys that are sitting in the room. We see these things, you know, and we're supposed to be just fans and whatnot. These guys, these coaches keeps on making the same mistakes time in, time out. Rotations, just questionable coaching decisions. Who do you target on the defensive end for them? Just these issues. If you're not making free throws, you're having these issues as well. Sean, it seems like a broken record. Absolutely, again, time after time after time.
It's...
Go ahead. Yes. Sean. Yes. Yeah. So, four games, four losses decided by the officials. So, add on AD's free throw problems against Boston, Philly, Dallas, Indiana. If he makes six more free throws in those four games, the Lakers are, after tonight, are 37-34. Just off those games. So those are eight games decided for the Lakers already, Joe. Add in LeBron sitting, AD sitting. You start getting up there. It's, yeah, 12, 14, 15 losses that you just decided to give away. You were just going to, yeah, we'll just flush this one because there are 81 more. Yeah, well, it doesn't work that way when you keep giving away half the store before it opens. You hit it perfectly. What has he learned at all about this team? Like, honestly, like, if somebody bothered to ask him, Coach Ham, your team is 34 and 37. You sit 11th place in the Western Conference. You haven't been able to get above 500 all year. What's your identity? What's the identity of your basketball team? I bet you he would give some mealy-mouthed talking point answer about playing hard, playing focused, more possessions. But really, there is no identity to us. We are a below 500 team that if we weren't the Lakers, we wouldn't even be being discussed right now. But because we are, because people love the drama, people love to hate on us and piss on us every chance they get. Stuff like this just bleeds through, and it just allows this to carry on. And as Joe was saying, Rob Pelinka couldn't run a Cinnabon stand in Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay.
So shout out to Saul Goodman, baby.
Okay. Fair enough.
Hey, don't be condescending like that.
I will be condescending if I want to. I'm happy to be back.
All right.
But once again, the Lakers do lose 111-110 as they get their hearts ripped out once again by Maxime. Joe, broken record, man. It's just a broken record.
All the missed free throws, all the inconsistencies throughout the game doesn't matter. At the end of the day, here, AD cost them the game.
Yeah.
If AD doesn't foul Kleba, it's the game's over. And then on top of that, he added a 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, and then he left Kleba again for the open three. Mm-hmm. We're not talking right now. Right now, we're talking about how we're ready to do our thing here on Sunday. But this shouldn't be a surprise either. I don't think these guys really maybe understand, and I say these guys as in the entire organization. I don't know if they understand what it takes to stay focused. I don't think they have that. I think they've acclimated to the culture of everyone else. We take days off and We don't really, it's not that important, even down to the last thing. And that's it. That's just, we have, we came in at the worst time running a show in NBA history. It would have been much, much more fun to do a show like this during the 90s and 2000s. Because at least you would have known, at least the dialogue would have been, these guys blew the game, instead of who's playing and why isn't he playing and things like that. I just, it's a bummer. That's kind of the tough thing to swallow, because I don't, I find myself going back and forth on whether I want to support this product. I don't a lot, because we become the problem, we enable, and we're enabling because we're watching and we're talking about it, and it sucks. That's probably the burner for me. It's probably what makes me upset, but I can't be upset every show. Otherwise it becomes, it goes on deaf ears. I got to pick my spots or really get mad at something that makes sense, which was, you sit AD after you have a really, really good win the night before.
But you know what? You know,
and then
what
you lose the next two games.
You know what happens inevitably, though? Like, if Joe was talking about substance abuse, okay, so he opened up this crack of a window, so I'm literally going to talk about that. If you're not selling good drugs, people will go elsewhere for the fix. And that's the problem with the NBA right now, Joseph, is that we are trying to get our fix, and they are royally screwing up the joy. Now, go ahead, Gerald.
No, I'm just saying Z's trying to make excuses for why AD fouled Kleba. And you talk about it being a transition. There was still time for AD to adjust to the other shoulder. I mean, Stu Lance has been around this game more than any of us and is so wise on so many things. Even at his age, he's seen it all. And to understand where the shooter is, what type of shooter, what hand he's shooting it from, and where to attack and contest that shooter from, I would not doubt him on that. You have to understand, as a player, you have to understand, if you're one of the best players in the league and one of the best defensive players in the league, how to defend players, especially ones that you played against several times already over the course of many years. You already know where Kleba's going to shoot from. You know which side he shoots from. There's no excuse why Anthony Davis fouled him. It's just no excuse at all. And I think AD knows that himself. And I'm sure in the post game, he's probably saying that, you know, he's taking on himself. For the second time this week, he's taking himself to blame on it. But, you know, the missed free throw, no excuse. The foul, no excuse. It just, those were the things, these little things that add up. And it's not just AD. It's a team effort. It's a team loss. But also it's a coaching decision loss, again, because you had Kyrie Irving with five fouls early in the fourth quarter, and you did nothing with it. And that, it just, we watched him while he still scored on you time and time again. It's just absolutely poor decision-making, what cost the Lakers.
So another thing you can add, Darvin Ham is so incredibly terrible at putting a play together. Imagine the difference if you get, you're telling me they can't put something together to inbound to Schroeder or to at least Reeves. I know Reeves was struggling tonight, but he didn't make his last two free throws. If you get it to Schroeder, you get it to Reeves, it's very likely those guys hit the two free throws. It's just this, the fact that you're not executing at least that. If Schroeder misses, if Reeves misses, then you can blame it on them. But it's not. I hate talking about something there's no solution to. They're not going to fire this guy in the summer. And then again, what's that going to do? You got to go find another coach, and the Lakers suck ass at finding coaches. So we're screwed on that. So what do we do? I don't know. Yes, I'm afraid of zombies.
If they exist, I think everybody would be afraid.
No, I'm not. I'm a type 1 diabetic. If that happens, I'm gonna go anyway. So I'm sacrificing myself for either my loved ones or who's ever around. Just you know,
I'm on a type 1 psychedelic.
Just make sure you shuffle your way down to Southern California to bite Joe. That's all I ask.
I'm not.
We had a party tonight. That's why I'm in the cave tonight. That's why you see chairs on the left of me here, because we cleared out some things. So, yeah.
But we're going to get to, again, the situation here at hand with the Lakers.
805, he always wears the shades. LeBron always wears sunglasses. Here's what I personally think he wears the glasses for. I personally think he wears the glasses because he is faced, and he doesn't want everybody to see how bloodshot his eyes are, because we all know he loves his wine, and I'm sure when you crack open a $30,000 of Merlot, you want it to hit really well, and it just seems like the sunglasses are there as a disguise for him.
Okay. All right.
Well, Gerald doesn't care, it seems like.
No, I'm just, if that's the way, you know, I mean, it's better to speculate.
Anytime we say anything, it's always, all right.
Well, this is Joe. Oh, I don't care.
He's got the right attitude for the garbage we're watching night in and night out.
It's frustrating. It's absolutely frustrating. I mean, the Lakers is again 111-110 on the last second shot by Maxi Kleber. It just should not have happened. Should not have gotten to that point. You see, I mean, the things that we see time and time again from a team that's now 34-37, still, they will probably find their way in the playoffs. I'm just convinced now, Sean, that this team, even how bad it's playing, and how many mistakes that they make, are still going to find their way into the play-in simply because the other teams below them are so inept or want to lose so much that it's just going to be no choice other than the Lakers getting in at the 10th seed.
Yeah, no, you're probably right, Gerald. That'll be like a toothache. That's what this is. It's just like this whole season is like this bad toothache that you keep, does it really hurt? That's what the season is. Yeah, stop putting your finger on the tooth, you dummy. And unfortunately, like Joe said, it's not like we can tie it around a string, put it on the door handle, and just watch it go. Because there's nobody in this organization competent enough to actually do that, which is what they need to do. You've got a dead tooth. You need to get that tooth out of your skull.
Joe, before we head on out, my friend, I know Orlando's coming up, a team that really wants to lose, that is now in full tanking mode. Any thoughts on, you know, if we get, okay, I will say the week ahead looks okay. I mean, you still got Phoenix, though, without Kevin Durant, that's coming up on the horizon as well. But, you know, these are some winnable games. It's at home against Orlando, at home against Phoenix, at home against Oklahoma City. Then you've got the Chicago back-to-back. Well, it's not back-to-back days, but you got Chicago at home and then Chicago on the road. Then you're at Minnesota. These are very winnable games, my friend. Are you expecting something still that the Lakers can do to pull this thing out? Because if they win three or four in a row, we're back to saying that they're, you know, they're in really in the playoff chase once again.
If we're going to go by what they've been doing this season, what's going to happen is
roller coaster.
Well, it's a roller coaster because they're chumps. They get on a run and then they stop. I have very little faith in them besting an 8 seed, which means they're going to get bounced in the first round. And at that point, all this stuff doesn't really matter. We're going to be talking about the offseason, and then we have to worry about whether they're going to be picking the right guys to bring back. I mean, this could get very, very ugly here in the next 3 months. But I don't have any faith in this team at all. I want them to win. I'm hoping that they win. But I have zero faith in the fact that when they do things right, they'll just screw it up before they can ride that wave. Because that's what they do. They're Sean, you're on mute. Go ahead.
He's up against Jason Kidd, whose one image as a coach is asking his player to knock over his Diet Coke because they didn't have any timeouts left. That's who I'll coach you tonight. That guy.
The guy who watches.
The guy who watches. He literally said he watches. He doesn't study, doesn't evaluate. He just watches.
And that's what Darvin Ham does too. I don't think he does anything but watch. And that's what these guys do. There's a reason why the Bill Laimbeers, the Bobby Knights, and all the old school type guys hate the NBA. It's because the NBA is full of nothing but prima donnas who want to do what they want to do when they want to do it. And the coaches are the first ones to get cut because this very limited talent out there that's going to benefit a team. You have to cater to it. And it's been like that for decades. That's not something new. But it's just worse now because we've entitled those same prima donna wussies into playing when they want to play. At the light of we got to keep these guys healthy. Well, you were playing pretty well. AD was playing pretty well. Then you decided to sit him. You get your ass kicked by Houston, and then he comes back in Dallas and is sort of played well, played really good defense in a lot of that game. But this is you create your own bad habits when you're not available game in and game out. Yes, I do believe if he was available and playing, first of all, if he's available and playing the whole year, he's winning Defensive Player of the Year awards. He's an MVP candidate. And then you're likely in a better position. We're not sitting here wanting to get AD worn out. We're not. I mean, I can't even believe I'm having to say that. I want our players to be available. If they have a catastrophic injury, yes, of course they're going to sit. I get it. But if they can play, why the hell are you sitting them? Because what happens is you create bad habits. This is the result of it. This isn't the first time they've done this. These are bad habits, mental lapses, missing free throws. All this stuff is not being mentally prepared. Your coach and your leader doesn't have you mentally prepared. 90% of coaching, and you know you can appreciate this, Sean, because we talk and we love Nick Saban so much. 90% of it is mental, okay? He has those kids at Alabama already ready before they're even ready. Because of what he does and how he prepares everyone. So if you're not a coach, you know, we know that the NBA has got a setup that's pretty much all the same. So your next step is, can you have your guys focused? He is a little – look, I've watched enough Dodger baseball to know what a pathetic coach is. Okay? Dave Roberts is one of the worst managers I've ever watched. Ever. He does not have a goddamn clue how to manage a ball team. He is analytically driven by Friedman and the crew upstairs, just like all the other teams. And then at that point, I'm going, okay, fine. I'll give you that leash. However, can you get these guys to have some heart at least? Dusty Baker could do it. Dusty Baker did it. Bruce Bochy did it. Why can't you do it? So, Darvin Ham doesn't have the ability. First of all, not only is he bad at motivating or having them mentally ready, he can't draw up a play to save children's lives, let alone his own life. So what's your benefit on the court? You might as well just have Phil Handy coach the team. You might as well just have LeBron coach the team. What do you have him there for? What do you have him there for? I don't know. I don't know I don't know how half these guys get their jobs. And an example that this is, again, not an isolated situation, that this has always been going on. I played in high school. I as a junior, the junior team was much better than the senior team, but the senior players played our junior year, and they were 5-4-1. We were a better team. Why didn't the best players play our junior year? Why did we have to wait till we were seniors? Politics? This is what I got about politics. You can suck my politics like this. If this is all about politics, this is all about massaging stuff, I'm sick of politics and I'm sick of BS. Eat it. This is what you deserve if that's what you're doing. You're massaging everything and trying to work around things. Well, this is your result, so you can sit in it.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Once again, the Lakers did sit in it after a 111-110 loss on a last-second shot, a three-pointer by Maxi Kleber. Just a very frustrating week overall, indeed, for the Lakers, who still managed to find themselves somehow miraculously in the 10th spot in the Western Conference playoff picture. We will be back, though, on Sunday. We need a day after a day like this. At 6:30 is playback.tv/Lakers Fast Break. And, of course, the best post game that's around. And again, the best chat room that's around is always right here at the Lakers Fast Break. But Sean, any closing thoughts, my friend? You and Joe have had a long day. You had a tremendous episode 4, which a lot of people got a chance to see already for Magic Man in the Morning, where you prepped the game. Any last thoughts before we head on out?
I'm blessed to have a fantastic guest pretty much the whole way through right now, and that's Joe. He's made it a blast. I think we're getting better each and every time, Gerald, and we're. Yeah. And, you know, I think it's just a sign of things to come, and I know we're in need. So hopefully we'll have something for our audience in the future where there is more Magic Man in the Morning.
By the way, how is your bracket?
It was completely destroyed. When I sent you that Forrest Gump meme, that it was pretty much toast at that point, because and then Princeton won, and then that was it. And then, of course, now I had Purdue in the Final Four. So my bracket is in a million little pieces on the floor, Gerald.
I actually, every year around this time, it's actually this year it came really early, where I post two GIFs, and I never post GIFs. I don't like to post GIFs or memes or anything like that, but there is two that I do every year. First one is David Caruso from CSI Miami, I think, walking away from a car that's being blown up to showcase what my bracket looks like. And then just to finish it all off, I always show the dumpster fire GIF right on top of that. So, yeah, absolutely. We had a lot of fun. You know, for the one person out there that may still actually have a decent bracket, that's good luck, because you probably just won a lot of money on ESPN. Hopefully you did it on Yahoo and everybody and everywhere else. You get a lot of money this time around. But incredible day, incredible week.
How about Coach Robinson calling out a shot, though? He said, the more I see Purdue, the more I think we can beat him.
You know what? It was all lining itself. It's reminding me a lot of like Chaminade and Virginia with the Ralph Sampson team that got upset by Chaminade, if you remember that way, way back when. But Joe,
we're young, Gerald. We're not 70 years old. Well, come on, man.
I thought you were the historian, the basketball historian.
Listen, don't try to deflect your age on us. Okay. We know what's going on.
You're not far behind me. Okay.
I'm pretty far.
No, you're not that far. You're within a decade, so let's just be real about this.
Kick your ass.
Fried Chicken says, Joe, calm down. You know how, you know Ham was trash from the jump. It'll be greater later.
Of course I knew. Should have just kept Vogel.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are now saying that. It's just, yeah. The problem is, though, everybody that keeps on asking for Fire Ham, really, you gotta be real in this. There's no way the Lakers are going to choke on that much cash. Because everybody was talking about this week. We should have picked up a big guy. You know, Laker Tom was screaming Nerlens Noel, which is Joe's favorite player. You know, all these, you know, big guys that are out there.
Your Moses favorite player Brown played well tonight. It sucks that we lost because he was a big part of why we would have won.
You know, all these big guys that you said pick up, why didn't they use that 15th spot on the roster? Well, could have been something about spending a little bit of money out there, the pinching pennies again.
So just take out a PPP loan, you'll be fine.
Exactly. So does that irritate you, Joe, when this team that you hear had to pay out, what, $42 million today, I think? Was that, Sean, in that tweet from Bobby Marks? Was it $42
million? Yeah, yeah,
most of it was the Warriors, though.
Yeah, yeah. But still, $42 million they had to pay out, you know, for the revenue sharing because they were over the cap. Oh, no.
What are they going to do? A $7 billion business.
So you penny pinch again. Does this irritate you to no end where this, the thinking and the mindset of this organization?
I don't give a crap about how they manage their money. What I care about is availability.
Yeah.
You want to be cheap? You want to be like a cheap? Bah, bah. Sean, you know where that's from, right? I'll buy someone a drink. They can guess what I just said. Anyways, the thing is, I'm not too concerned with this money stuff or who to bring in as the 15th guy. They have enough talent to win. The problem is they're not using everyone every freaking game.
And Fried Chicken, you know, we started off on a bad note, and you did get, you know, we did get as far as the players that you assumed I talked about incorrect. But you know what? I will say with Lonnie Walker IV, if Troy Brown is stinking up, go ahead, bench him.
You know, problem he's Troy Brown is tall and long. He can play.
Beasley, if he's not shooting well, bench him. Play Lonnie Walker IV. Try other options because, you know, as a coach, you need to understand if these guys are not playing well, they're not playing well. Get
they
that
had the game, though. They had it. They had the game. AD lost it. All he has to do is not foul a guy three from a mile away. That's it. This game is over. We're not talking about this right now. But this is the problem. The little things are not being done. The little things are not being done. You're giving you can't get an inbound pass in 98% of the time the whole year to the guy that needs the ball. I've watched almost every game this year, all but one game, all of them.
That's because you protested.
You cannot figure out how to run a goddamn play. How do you have a head coach who can't draw up a scoring play after a timeout, game in and game out? That should be your proof enough right there. What are you doing? There's no way. You have a lot of really good players. That's you. You have no idea what you're doing. No idea what you're doing. And you're going to have to, because of the penny pinching, you're not going to fire him. And even if you do, you guys are the Charlotte Hornets of picking coaches. The Lakers, if there's one failure in their entire existence, is trying to pick a coach. They are absolutely horrendous at picking coaches, especially the last decade and especially the last 30 years. They got Phil Jackson because he happened to be available. That's it. And what happened when they let him go? They got stuck. They had to go get him again. And they would have brought him in a third time if he didn't want to take road games off. So it's just, look, man, I guess if it wasn't like this in real life too, maybe it wouldn't be as bad, you know, if it was just sports. But we are constantly looking at everything around us being run by inept, brain-dead, greedy pieces of garbage. Now, I'm not saying that the Lakers are greedy pieces of garbage, but they are greedy. And when you work like that, you're always going to run into these problems because the greed always comes out. It's like being a crook. At some point, you're going to get caught. If you're an insecure person, at some point, you're going to get exposed. The Lakers are getting exposed right now for being a bunch of pansies. That's the simplest I can put it. Every time you get any momentum, you quit. You scale back like a witch with a B. I really wanted to say the B word too.
I know you did. That's why I tried to interrupt time.
And I wish, you know, it mattered. I wish we could telecast this at the press conference. Because there's nothing worse than being called that, especially to your face on a bad day. But they are. Prove to me you're not. You know, you miss a last second shot, you make a mistake, you know, that happens. It's okay. But when you make the mistake purposely, now that's your personality. That's who you are.
Well, this is what happens when you try and punk fate. Fate comes back and punks you back.
It's true, though. This is exactly what happens. I'd rather watch these guys go out swinging. Why did everyone love Marvelous Marvin Hagler, Tommy Hearns, Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran? Why did everyone love those guys in the 80s? Greatest 80s and 90s, in my opinion, were the greatest decades of boxing ever because they fought, right? And then who killed boxing? Floyd Mayweather Jr. He was the stake in boxing. Now, in terms of his keeping his mind right and making money, yeah, he killed it. But what he did kill is he killed the essence of the sport. So in the end, what are we doing here? Is it always really about the money? Yeah. And what are we doing? We're enabling them. So my return to that is if I'm going to enable you, I'm going to crack on you when you do stupid stuff. That's the only way I can balance it up.
Fried Chicken says, Joe, you might play the new Incredible Hulk character in the new movie. Same characteristics.
Okay. I prefer to play the Punisher.
I just remember something that...
But thank you.
I just remember what Nick Collison said when the Seattle Supersonics were leaving and going to Oklahoma City. And I remember it word for word. He said, and I quote, I don't like it. The NBA doesn't like it. David Stern doesn't like it. But this is a bigger business. And there are things happening that a lot of people, including myself and the fans, don't really understand.
Once again, the Lakers do lose 111-110 on a last second shot by Maxi Kleba. Please go ahead and join us, though. Hopefully things will turn around for the Lakers starting next week. It is a crucial time. 11 games left in the regular season. The Lakers are still 10th in Western Conference, 34-37. The time is now for the Los Angeles Lakers, and it starts on Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Please join us for the playback.tv/LakersFastBreak live watch party. Speaking of playback.tv, I want to give a special shout out to Stone Hansen, who's been on the show several times. You can go ahead and catch him and his good friends that do the Upside Swings NBA Draft podcast all weekend long for the playback.tv Upside Swings NBA Draft live feed. So go ahead and join them if you're really into wanting to know these guys a little bit better before the NBA draft, especially if someone that could fall to the Lakers. So you might get a better look at that individual that might be playing this weekend in the NCAA tournament. But guys, unfortunately, a tough loss again. We will be back at 6:30 p.m. for the playback.tv/LakersFastBreak live watch party. And then, of course, it's the best post game that's out there and the best chat room that's out there. And we thank everybody for being a part of it tonight. You've been great in the chat room. Fried chicken, nothing but love for you out there. So great job. Everybody else, Scarlet Blue, Z, Jim Howe, everybody that's part of it, what we did today, great. Howard Hill, so many great names. If you have not subscribed already, please do so you get the latest notifications on not only when we are on for our post games, but also when we do our extra shows like Magic Man in the Morning, Lakers History 101, and Do You Know Your Lakers Trivia, and NBA Observations. All those shows you can catch if you subscribe today to us right here at the Lakers Fast Break Podcast. See you Sunday, everyone.